By listening to the show, you can see there's some optimism here, and also there's a lot of things that you can do around your house, and many of them are very simple solutions to common problems, just like my buddy Joe Truini has for us right now.
Absolutely. In fact, we're talking about how people are home these days looking for projects to do. Mm-hmm. And one thing is a tiling project. Have you been thinking about a tiling project? Now you have time on your hands, even if it's a small foyer, or maybe you want to do a kitchen floor, something like that. But when tiling a floor, it's really important to set all the tiles perfectly flush and even to prevent a raised edge or lip. That would not only be uncomfortable underfoot if you're walking around barefoot or with socks on, but it could also possibly cause a tripping hazard. So what do you do? Well, to ensure a flush installation, here's a simple solution. You can make a simple alignment tool from a piece of 2x6. Just get a chunk of 2x6, 10 or 12 inches long. And what you do is bevel cut one end to 45 degrees so it forms a sharp angled point just on one end. And now, after setting a few tiles and right before the mortar sets, you can slide the block along with the bevel leading with that beveled edge. And that little sharp bevel will catch any little, what's known as lippage, any little raised lip, you'll catch it with that. And then you could just use a mallet and a block if you need to and just tap that down. Because you'd be surprised, when you start setting a lot of tiles, it's hard to keep track of all of them. Because first of all, you're setting them down, maybe you're pushing one a little harder than the other. Sometimes tiles are a little thicker or got a little warp to them depending on the tile. So this is a great way to catch that before it's too late. Because once that mortar cures, you're living with it, right?
That's right, yeah.
So, and if you, especially in like a dining room where you're sliding chairs or anything like that, where you're sliding furniture back and forth, it seems like that lip, if there's a little lip, it'll always be right behind a chair.
Yeah, you catch it. I know it isn't that the truth.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the tip. That's a simple solution. Just get a 2x6, bevel cut it, and use that as the tile alignment tool.
There you go. He used the term lippage. Lippage.
Danny Lippage. And that was your original name.
Well, no, a lot of times when I'm kind of cutting up and kidding around, I've had someone said, "That's nothing but lippage." So, So anyway, occasionally I lip a little. So anyway, but
who doesn't?
I'll tell you what, though, if you want to get everything you need to know about ceramic tile or other types of hard surface material, you need to check out Joe Truini's amazing tile book. It's available right now at todayshomeowner.com store, or you can go to Amazon and see some of the other mini books that Joe has written over the years. And they're always good and always will. Illustrated, great photos. You never have to worry about a thing. So
yeah, thank you, Danny. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.